Hi. Hi, Rachel. Hello.
This has been an intense topic of conversation in our newsroom this morning, I can tell you. If you snooze on your back in the final trimester, you're almost four times more likely to suffer a late stillbirth. What do you make of that research?
I think this is a very important research. We've always encouraged women to sleep on their side. We never had enough evidence to really strongly suggest that. You would get a woman in the clinic which is, that I cannot lie on my side. I have to be on my back. And you say, okay, fine, you know, but, you know, we recommend that you do it. But now we've got enough evidence to say that, yes, and we encourage midwives, you know, general practitioners, like we need to get the message that, yep, get a woman in the late sort of 28 weeks onwards need to be on their side.
Okay, so why? What is it about sleeping on your back that potentially has implications for an unborn child?
Let's put it this way. Majority of women, when they go to sleep, they go back on their back. And the vast majority, they are okay. But physiologically, you've got a big womb in the woman with a big baby, a big mass of, a weight that could put pressure on a major artery that brings back the blood from the lower part of the body. And this in turn can reduce the cardiac output, which in turn can reduce the blood flow to the baby. With sustained, reduction of blood to the baby, there is a possibility, and now we know that there is a 3.5-fold increase in having a stillbirth. When you tilt or lie on your side, that pressure is taken off the major vessel, and basically there will be enough blood supply to the baby. That's the theory, and now we've got evidence that, yes, we should encourage women to lie on their side.
It'll be a real concern for some women. I know another woman in the newsroom said she would always go to sleep on her side but wake up on her back. And the advice to her, of course, was to not sleep on her back. For me, when I was pregnant, I could never sleep on my back. I had a big lump and I could only sleep on my side. So exactly. For women who, do they need to, find some way of ensuring they don't roll onto their back at night?
An easy solution is a couple of pillows just propped behind the back. And when we do, in case of a woman collapse and we have to put her on her back, we put a wedge just to tilt her. And that's the same principle, like get a couple of pillows, stick them behind your back. In case you go back on your back, you will be on a tilt. And that tilt should be sufficient to push that, the pressure of the vessel.
There are many reasons, Dr. Awida, for stillbirth, aren't there? In your career, has the stillbirth rate remained static?
Actually, I've looked at the perinatal mortality and morbidity review committee that since 2007 they've been doing research on the numbers, and there is a decrease in the number. There is a drop from about 200 to about 170 a year late stillbirth. So we are doing enough to help these women, but the vast majority, it's still unexplained. And now we've got this research, 15 to 30 reduction in stillbirth is a major thing. You need to understand that tragedy is very bad on the couple. It leaves scars. It has got a emotional and psychological trauma. If we, with our research and our methods, we reduce it by one. It's enough, honestly, to save a family from that heartache.
Indeed.
It's very good,
Dr. Kaljoon Awida, we have to leave it there, but thank you. So the lives of an estimated 30 to 40 Kiwi babies could be saved every year if pregnant women slept on their sides. That research out of the New Zealand Multicentre Stillbirth Study.